And I pastor the church two blocks that way. So welcome to West Point Gray. It's good to be worshiping God together in this neighborhood. Now, if you have your Bibles this morning, would you open them to Exodus 19? Or on your cell phones or iPods or whatever. We catch up with Israel this morning at the bottom of a mountain. God had rescued them from Egypt. God had delivered them and provided for them in the desert. And God had brought them to the mountain that he had promised Moses he would in Exodus 3. While Israel was still slaves, God had said to Moses, I will bring the people to this mountain. He had kept his promise, and here they are. And they will camp out here for nearly a year. But they are not on their own. If you read on in Exodus 19, you will see that God comes down on top of this mountain. He comes in thunder and clouds and sounds like trumpets. And the mountain trembles and the people tremble as God shows himself in this way. And what we're seeing is the God at the mountaintop is a holy God. That means that God is set apart and different from us. Now that's not all God is. God is love and mercy and grace and faithfulness. I'm sorry, I didn't put that on my sermon. But if your God is less than holy, then he isn't God. And Martin Bob Kilpatrick sings about this faith God. And the song is called We Put a Mirror in the Sky. And he said, we look up and we see ourselves magnified. And that God is just like you and I. We put a mirror in the sky. But that's not really God. Because God is holy. And in many ways, God is not like us. But if God truly is holy, then how do we relate to this God on the mountaintop above us? Well, we dare not take this God lightly. And we know that from mountains themselves. How many times have we heard of people climbing a mountain and they weren't ready? And so they called 911 from the side of the mountain. Now, have any of you this morning climbed Grouse Mountain? Raise your hand if you climbed Grouse Mountain.
Requirements.
Because these show us how to relate to
the holy God on the mountain.
因为这两件事情呢,
now, of course, God doesn't only live on that mountain. But this is a picture to us that God is holy. His two requirements for us are this. Obey me fully. And keep my covenant. So first off, he tells us to obey me fully. That means we are to be a people who pay attention to God. I get that from the Hebrew word for obey. It means to hear. But not the way we sometimes listen to our spouse or friends or parents. We are often distracted. And so they are going question for you is, how can God get your attention today?
那今天我第一个问题就是说，神的话语怎样才会引起你的注意呢？
Have you found a way to set aside other voices that you might truly hear the voice of God?
那你曾经有尝试过去真的去聆听一个声音吗？
This will mean having times in silence and times by yourself.
那就是你要安静下来，在神面前不断的安静。
But that's much too difficult.
但这样做可能非常困难。
So let's look at the second requirement.
那我们就来。
Covenant.
那我们就来看第二个要求，可能会增强一下大家的信心。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思呢？
I believe this means we are to be a people marked by the presence of God.
那么要成为一个民族，就是一个遵守神的约的民族。
All right. Well, what does that mean exactly?
可是这是什么意思呢？
Maybe you hear, keep my covenant.
可能你会听到说，遵守我的约。
And you say, all right, I know what that means.
你会说，哦，我知道这是什么意思。
That means I just have to keep the Ten Commandments.
那这个意思就是我遵守十诫就好了。
And I've done everything I need to do.
然后我就做我所有需要做的事情。
But wait a minute.
但是等一下。
We are in Exodus 19.
我们现在只是在出埃及记第十九章而已。
The Ten Commandments come in Exodus 20.
十诫是在二十章才出现的东西。
Well, how do we keep God's covenant if we don't know the rules?
那我们怎样才能遵守神的约，在还不知道这些诫命的情况下呢？
Maybe we're focusing on the wrong word.
可能我们想错了。
God says keep.My covenant.
神说你要遵守我的约。
And I want to start with that word mine.
那我想要来探讨一下我的这个词。
If you look at the PowerPoint again of the scripture text,
如果大家来看一下这个 PPT,
there are a lot of first person pronouns in the text.
那这篇经文中有很多第一人称。
Me,
我
I.
有我，我的
myself, I,
我自己，我的
they're all over the place.
他们到处都是。
The text starts by God saying, "Here's what I did."
那这个经文开始于说，看我所做的事情。
I did something to Egypt to rescue you.
我是埃及人所行的事来拯救你们。
I carried you on eagle's wings.
那我用鹰把以色列人带领出来。
I brought you to myself.
我把你们带来归我。
It's this beautiful picture of a holy God.
那这是一个多么美丽的画面，关于神圣洁的画面。
But not a God who pushes people away.
但并不是一个神想要把人推开。
God longs to bring Israel to Himself.
神想要把以色列人带回归向他。
God wants to bring all of creation to Himself.
神想要把所有他所创造的事物带回归向他。
God wants to bring you to Himself.
神也想要把你带回到他的身边。
You see, God is showing Israel that He has already started the relationship.
那神也向以色列人所显示，他已经开始这么做。
It started long ago with Abraham and Noah and Adam and Eve.
那甚至说从亚当夏娃，从亚伯拉罕开始，神已经开始这样做了。
It's not about Israel having to keep rules to get into a relationship.
那并不是说以色列人要遵守诫命才能够进入与神的关系。
God has already committed Himself to friendship with Israel.
神已经把他自己带到以色列人面前，与他们建立关系。
And Israel hadn't fallen out of that just because God was silent.
那以色列人才跟随他，因为神沉默。
And this little passage ends by God promising Israel, "Here's what I will do in the future."
那这里神也向以色列人显示了他接下来要做的事情。
God makes promises to show Israel how they can enjoy that relationship He offers.
那神也向以色列人说明了以色列人将会怎样来享受与他的关系。
He says, "You will be my treasured
还是会保留一些特别的宝物。
Like a little child with a treasure box.
那就好像有，就好像小孩子有自己的百宝箱一样。
And God says, that's what you are to me, a treasure.
那神就对以色列人说，你对我来讲就是这些最宝贵的宝物。
God also promises you will be to me a kingdom of priests.
但神也对他说，你将会是一个祭司的国度。
And this promise is that they will have access to the very presence of God.
那神对他们家的应许呢，就可以带入他的这个与神的关系中。
They will not have to stay separated from God at the bottom of the mountain forever.
他们不需要永远的就停留在山脚下与神分开。
Finally, God promises, "You will be to me a holy nation."
那最后呢，神就对他说，你对我来讲是一个圣洁的国度。
That is, they will be set apart for God's special calling and purpose.
那这个意思就是说，他们将会被分别为圣，为了神特别的目的而分别为圣。
So here's God's promise to them.
那这就是神对他们的应许。
You will be my treasure.
你将会是我的宝物。
You will have access to my presence.
你将可以进入与我的同在。
You will have a unique calling.
你将会有个特别独一无二的呼召。
And all of this is part of God rescuing Israel and being in relationship with Israel.
那这些都是神拯救以色列人，并且与以色列人建立关系的一部分。
It's connected to what God already did.
那这些都关系于神已经为他们所做的、所成就的。
But in the middle of our passage,
但是今天在我们的信息中。
Are these requirements?
就是人也需要我们做一些事情。
Let's start with if.
那我们就来看如果这个词。
If you keep my covenant,
如果你遵守我的约，
you will get to enjoy the benefits of that covenant.
那你将会享受到关系所带来的福分。
It's not that Israel can pull herself out of relationship with God.
那并不是说以色列人他们必须要很努力的进入这个关系。
But if she refuses to obey, she cannot enjoy that relationship.
但是如果她拒绝去顺服神的话，她可能就没办法享受与神的关系所带来的福分。
And so how can they keep the covenant then?
那他们怎样才能够遵守神的约呢？
I think the key idea of covenant is that it is a committed.Relationship.
那我觉得这里的重点呢，就是这是一个立定心志、一个坚定的约。
And so God is saying to them that He was to be the primary relationship by which all other relationships are measured.
那神就对他们说呢，我与你的关系是你所有重要关系中最重要的，是居首位的。
Just as God is to be the primary voice.He is to be the primary relationship.
神的声音不仅是最重要的，那他与我们的关系也是最重要的。
And so, should they enter into a relationship with another nation?
那他们怎样与其他的民族建立关系呢？
Well, they need to ask, how will that impact our relationship with God?
那他们就必须要问神说，他们与别的民族的关系将会怎样影响他们与神的关系？
They might ask, how should we relate to one another?
那他们可能会问说，我们彼此之间要怎么相处呢？
Well, by how God relates to us.
那就要透过神怎样与我们相处，来让我们知道怎样与别人相处。
God tells the truth, so we should tell the truth.
因为神一直是真理的神，那我们也要讲实话。
God shows love and mercy, we should show love and mercy.
因为神向我们显示了爱和怜悯，那我们同样也要显示爱和怜悯。
Or they might ask, how should we relate to our money or possessions?
那他们可能会问说，那我应该怎样去用我的钱、我的宝物呢？
Well, by reflecting how our money impacts our relationship with God.
那这就取决于这些金钱怎样会影响我们与神的关系。
And how he might want to use the money that is really his.
那也许
question is a real challenge for Israel.
那下一个问题对以色列人来说真的非常具有挑战性。
Because in the next chapter they will receive the law.
因为在下一章中呢，他们将会收到十诫。
The Ten Commandments.
就是十条诫命。
And even the law needed to be viewed through the lens of their relationship with God.
其实呢，这些十诫在我们看这十诫的时候，也要从他们与神的角度去看，他们与神关系的角度去看。
There is a danger for the people of God to put rules before God.
那其实对属神来说有一个事情非常危险，就是他们把诫命放在比神还要靠前的地方。
And by the time Jesus came, the rules had gotten in the way of God's voice and God's heart.
其实在那个时候呢，我们也要透过对神透过诫命来听神的声音，来明白神的心意。
So do you understand what I mean that the relationship with God is to be the primary relationship?
那现在你明白为什么我说我们与神的关系要在所有的关系中去首位吗？
All other relationships need to be pushed to the background.
那所有其他的关系都要放在后面。
It's like wearing colored glasses.
那就好像一个彩色玻璃一样。
And the colored glasses are like our relationship with God.
那这些彩色的玻璃就相当于我们与神的关系。
And those lenses impact how we see everything else.
那这些光线就取决于我们怎样去看待其他的事物。
Now that was God's word for Israel. How does it impact us?
那这些是神对以色列人所说的话，那这些话将会怎样影响我们与神的关系呢？
Well, in 1 Peter, which we read together,
那在彼得前书我们刚刚有读过。
Peter reminds us that we inherited these same promises.
那彼得有提醒我们说我们是被拣选的族类。
That we inherited the same requirements.
那我们也像以色列人一样继承了神的应许，也继承了神对以色列人的要求。
Because we worship the same holy God.
因为我们所敬拜的是同一位圣洁的神。
And so 1 Peter 2:9 says,
所以呢，彼得前书二章九节说，
You are a chosen people.
你们是被拣选的族类。
Just like God chose Israel.
就好像神拣选以色列一样。
You are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, just like God chose Israel.
你们是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，就像神对以色列人所说的那样。
You are God's special possession.
你们是属神的子民，是特别。
You are God's treasure.
你们是神的宝物。
And we have a calling like Israel did.
那我们就跟以色列一样，有一个同样的呼召。
He writes that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness.
那彼得
wonderful light.
那彼得就说，是要叫你们宣扬那叫你们出黑暗入奇妙、入奇妙光明的美德。
And so we too are to be a people who pay attention to the voice of God.
那我们也是要留心听神话语的人。
And so I want to leave you with a question.
那我想要问一个问题。
What words or noises are distracting you from hearing the voice of God today?
那有哪些话或者有哪些噪音会转移你从神身上的注意力呢？
We too are to be a people marked by the presence of God.
那我们也是可以享受与神同在的人。
What attachments are distancing you from enjoying your relationship?
那哪些你所依恋的事物会转移你在神身上的注意力呢？
These are very important questions.
这些都是非常重要的问题。
Because if we are distracted or distant,
如果我们转移注意力或者远离神的话，
we cannot enjoy the benefits of a relationship with the Father.
那么就无法享受到与神关系所带来的福分。
For example, God tells you that you are a treasure to him.
比方说神节选了你一节来当作最宝贵的。
But rather than viewing God's word that we are a treasure, viewing the world through that lens.
可是当我们去思考说为什么我们是神看为最宝贵的时候，其实我们是有疑问的。
Many of us view our relationship with God through the relationship of the lens with our parents.
因为当我们看待与神的关系的时候呢，我们会从我们自己与父母的关系中去看待。
Maybe our parents told us that we were a disappointment to them.
那很有可能我们与父母的关系常常会让我们感觉到失望。
And so we think we are a disappointment to God.
那我们也就会对我们与神的关系而感到失望。
Maybe some of us who had a spouse who left us.
那可能我们会有，那可能也就有些人会非常爱自己的伴侣。
And so we think God will abandon us too.
可能你会被伴侣抛弃，那你会觉得说谁也会抛弃你。
Some of us have a job that fired us.
那可能你就有些人被辞退，被工作辞退。
And we feel like the culture tells us we are not important.
那我们可能会被这样的文化告诉我们说我们其实没有那么重要。
And so we believe that God is telling us the same thing.
那我们就会相信说，在神眼中我们也不重要。
But that is making those relationships the primary relationships.
可所以呢，这些关系又毁坏了我们与神关系这个最重要的关系。
Instead of making God our primary relationship.
我们并没有把与神的关系放在首位。
Although your spouse may leave you.
尽管你的伴侣可能抛弃了你。
And your parents may tell you you're a disappointment.
那你的父母可能会让你失望。
And your boss may fire you.
可能你的老板开除了你。
And you don't have very much money in your bank account.
然后你银行里也没有存款。
God says to you, you are my treasure.
可是神却对你说，你在我眼中是最宝贵的。
And that is the voice that we want to hear.
那这也是我们想要听到神的声音，神的话。
On this day,
今天
may we believe what God says.
希望我们可以相信神所说的。